gut instinct. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Follow your gut and show the world what you're made of. For HealthAid's co-founder, Dinah Trout, it's not just a part of the company mission. It's the compass Trout uses when making tough decisions for her kombucha-producing business.
You know, the tough ones are the ones where you don't have alignment. Everybody disagrees about what the right thing to do is. It's not clear. In those decisions, knowing what to do, where to go, what to hold on to, what to not hold on to is a very personal decision. The way I approach that, I try to be very pragmatic because, by the way, it can be very easy to get paralyzed in those situations. First, identify you're in that situation. You say, okay, here I am. I've been here before. This is one of those tough decisions.
Looking for that perfect solution may not be productive. Trout says she seeks the opinion of several people she respects around the room and asks for the context of their opinions. A lack of consensus about what to do or where to go is licensed to take ownership of what needs to be done.
You gain some sort of comfort knowing that there is no right answer. Like, you know, it's not like, oh, if you just tried one more person, they'd give it to you. No, no, no. There is no right answer. All these very respectable people around the table disagree. So that means, you know, it kind of gives you the empowerment to recognize, okay, this is one of those decisions that with my paintbrush and my canvas, I get to paint this. Draw a line in the sand. I'm going to make this decision by X date. And then you just look at all the information you have and you really have to tap into your intuition and your gut and what it's telling you to do once you know all that info.
The Business Review is a production of Livingston & McKay and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.